Welcome to Money Chats and Mishaps, a podcast by FamBrokers hosted by Renee Long, the director and founder of FamBrokers.
Thank you very much, Kerry. So Kerry Sainsbury and I have known each other for nearly 10 years now, about 9+ years, working in the banking and finance industry. Kerry now has started her own business for a while now and quite successful in the credit repair space. So Kerry brought her on the show today to really discuss that. So it's just a easy conversational piece about your credit and just the general demystifying what you think somebody that does credit repair does, who can access credit repair, and why it can be much more beneficial when going for finance or just in your every day-to-day life. I mean, everybody's so confused. I've sent several clients to Kerry, which she's sorted out and helped significantly and had some great successes. So over to Kerry. Kerry's going to do her little TED talk and tell us exactly what she does.
Thank you, first of all, Renee. Thank you so much for having me in this very fancy podcast studio. I must say, this is the fanciest podcast studio I've been in yet to date.
So okay. Nice.
Very well. Very well done.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. So as Renee mentioned, I have 25 years now of experience in the industry. Renee and I have known each other for a long time, which is lovely. And I had been, I've worked for banks before, I've worked for brokers before, I was a BDM in the industry for 15 years in the third party space servicing brokers. And I'd done a little bit of work in work for a specialist lender and also for a credit repair agency. And that's just where I found my home. Like, I realized that it's these clients that don't realise that there is an actual option for you in terms of, let's say, for example, going to a CBA branch and being told you don't fit that one policy and thinking that you need to rent and that's your outcome for the long term. So when I worked at a specialist lender, I realised that it's a journey that you could potentially look at, you know, potentially looking at a higher rate and journeying back onto that mainstream, so back to that mainstream rate, and realizing these clients are not bad clients, or they're not, you know, they're not clients that are different to someone that's a mainstream client. It's just that they're potentially self-employed, or they're potentially got a default, or there's something a little bit outside the square.
Exactly.
So when I worked for credit repair, when I worked for the specialist lender, it's funny, I was always told that credit repair was tarnished, you know, bit of a rip-off, clients would pay lots of money up front.
But there's the same thing. They say that about credit repairs. They say that about alternate specialist low-doc private lending. And it's really those myths that are out there that you need to talk about, because credit repair can almost save someone's life.
Well, that's the thing. Then I realised, and I worked for a credit repair agency, and I realised, like, as long as you've got 2 to 8 weeks up your sleeve, it's not for everyone, but as long as you've got a few weeks up your sleeve and open for the to the credit repair agency, understanding your story and working through those errors and giving that option, it's going to save you so much in interest. Like, if you go from, if there's just sort of you're outside the square because of credit reporting issues, we can bring you down potentially down from, for an example, 10, and you're the expert, not me, but 10% down to 6%, for example. So on an average loan of 550, a 4%
is huge.
It's going to be such a benefit for you. And I think it's the power, right? Like, a lot of people, again, and this is why these podcasts work so well, because you have the power to question what's on your credit report, understanding what your score is,
trying why it's that score, why these things are on there. And a lot of the time, sometimes you don't know, well, I always say, you know what you know, but you don't know what you don't know. And some people find out that they've had other people. I've had clients with identity theft. I've had clients with ex-spouses. So Kerry has assisted one of my clients previously. She was a professional. She had left a domestic violence situation. She had 2 small kids. And what was her issue was she didn't know, and we didn't know. We'd put a home loan in, and I'd provided her and her ex-husband with a home loan previously, and the credit was fine. That was 6 to 12 months before. Then she was knocked back. The bank was lovely enough to not put a decline but a withdrawal. So having relationships does help as well. But going back to her, getting that credit file, finding out what the reasons were, And what I didn't know is she had left her ex-partner because she was quite embarrassed and ashamed. And then she's like, now you know that I've been beaten up. I was in a domestic violence situation. Mm. Things happened to me. And now you know my credit is terrible, my credit file. So I went, well, I know the gal that can help you. And we spoke about it and I sent across. And she had gone to court. She had got all the court documentation to demonstrate what had happened. And her ex-partner had said he had put loans under her name that she wasn't aware. So you literally saved her. And she's bought a property now that she lives in with her little kids. And she was from a declined loan through to going mainstream because there were things out of her control that also impacted your credit file. And sometimes it's those things. FIFO workers, that I get a lot of FIFO workers that will have defaults for something because they've moved from city to city where the work is or from state, from Western Australia to Queensland or Queensland to Western Australia, and they didn't pay their last Optus or Telstra bill. The telecommunications bills are huge. So they had a $4,000 bill that they didn't know about. 2 years later, we do a credit check and I say, well, you've got this default. So what were the issues? So different things impact home loans, personal loans, any sort of finance, debt consolidation to put you in a better cash flow position. And that's where you come in. So can you give us some examples of clients not knowing that they can use a credit repair company and to get them into a better position? Because it's a great service and you change people's lives.
I think key as well is to recognise that you are responsible for your credit report as well. So to be aware of what your score is, even if they come to you, or I've got websites that they can go and, you know, that you can go and have a look at. You can actually check these websites for free every 3 months and it doesn't
stamp.
So for me, one is, you know, I guess getting that word out that we should be aware of what our score is, because the issue we've got is as the credit reporting system has evolved.
Oh, it's very different than 10 years ago.
There is no hiding. Every debt, every regulated debt, the repayment history is reported for 24 months. Every time you go for any type of finance, and remember there's so many types of finance now. We've got buy now, pay later schemes. We've got short-term loans. We've got business loans. Every time you...
And I'm going to ask about a buy now, pay later scheme because I'm not a fan.
I just, literally my personal advice now is just...
Don't.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll go. We'll dive into that deeper, and I can give you some scenarios as to why. But that every time you apply for any finance, remember it's going to affect your credit score by 50 to 150 points. So I see that a bit because there are so many different types of finances now. Plus, there's the regulated debts that are being the repayment history is reported. So it's so important to protect our credit score more than ever. We only have 1,200 points every 5 years. A few of those inquiries, each one of those inquiries lasts 5 years, and each point system is around 50 to 100. So that's already 300 that's points huge. In those 5 years just for any finance application. So now is the time more than ever.
I have never found anybody with a 1,200 score.
No.
I've had plenty of clients with more than 900, but never at 1,200.
I've been working on mine. I think I've got to like 11, just under 1,100. So that's, yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Congrats.
You'd be a bit scared if the credit repair lady had a...
had a terrible credit score.
And yeah, it's just education, really. Like, it's just that we're not aware of how quickly that score can be impacted. Like, we need around
and
a 650,
inquiries
right?
impact. You don't have to go and accept the loan. And people, not a lot of people know that.
You just have to go, even online.
Once they tick the box,
Online's making it worse because you can go, oh, I'm going to apply for 5 different places for this business loan or personal loan, not realising that's going to stamp your credit report.
Exactly.
5 times. The other thing that's important to note is that there's 3 or 4 credit reporting bureaus too, and I'm not sure if you've noticed that now. A lot of the
with
banks...
With commercial now? Yeah. Credit Watch.
Creditor Watch. You can order a free one on Creditor Watch yourself and then talk to your amazing broker like Renee Or there's Equifax, which is the main one for consumer, and then we've got Elian and Experian. I highlight that because I am seeing a lot of banks starting to check all 3.
Yeah.
And you don't want sort of any issues and, where you've got the...
And I agree with you on that. So there's been so many that have checked 1 or 2. And then some of them are checking 3. And, and back in the day, so 10 years ago, or even 7 years ago, They would only check one, usually, and keep it open. And if anything came on in between before settlement, then they would be alerted.
Check it again after the 3 months. Yeah, yeah. Commercial as well. Like, you've got a company as well. That really affects clients. And I sort of, it doesn't really seem fair. It should be separated. Just because you've got a business and you need to open trade accounts, should that also go on your consumer file? And then it affects...
Mm-hmm.
Your
everything.
Credit reporting, the scoring, because you've got inquiries for your personal life and your business, which
that
I see that
it
a
really
bit
difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when there's been a hiccup or late payments due to, you know, their clients not paying them in time, or larger expansions and things like that, and what they're paying, and
gets messy.
Commercial and personal really get messy when they're mixed.
I'm hoping that will change. Inquiries are set to change, hopefully very soon. I keep end of this year, which we're nearly already
Even changes to credit over the past 5 years.
We're evolving so much.
Yeah.
We've changed.
ATO
we're under
debt.
I mean, I have an ASIC license now. We're under ACL, so we're under constant regulation and review, which is good. It is a good thing for the industry. Because there are some things that make it super hard, especially these inquiries. But as I said, that will change eventually.
Yeah.
That more, if, for example, Asset Finance has changed that we can do soft inquiries a bit more, that the lenders will accept pre-approvals, and that should follow suit with the other sides of the industries.
That's good.
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about the Buy Now, Pay Later? Because that is the bane of my existence.
I know. I remember presenting this years ago. Like, this is going
but
to be an issue.
Still, there are still so many people.
Worse and worse.
And especially high school students. So I've stood in front of high school students and given them a financial talk about, you know, with your first job, you put 10 to 20% away and you'll have great credit savings. And these are the things you look out for if you change your bank account, blah, blah, blah. Doing those general financial education things. But the younger, so there was a study showing the demographics, and most Buy Now, Pay Later, it's everybody now up until 80 years of age. But most of them are under 25, like a huge part of society. And at that younger age, you're invincible. Okay, we all think we're invincible when we're younger, but we don't understand the impact of the Buy Now, Pay Later schemes.
I know. I initially, years ago, it was, you know, something that was, I was presenting saying, you know, watch out. And now they weren't regulated initially. Do you remember that? Anyone could
go and get
an account.
And
now they're regulated, which means you do have to have you do have to apply.
Yep.
However, because they're regulated, the repayment history, so the 24 months repayment history is reported on that credit report. And I'm seeing so many defaults where they just can't get a hold of the client, they've moved address even, or something's happened, who knows. Yep. For a $200 account, the client's now got late payments on their credit report and a default.
Yeah, how many points is that?
Well, just one $200 account, you've got late payments and the default, maybe 300-400 points. I mean, all the algorithms are different, obviously, individually, but that's a
several
huge...
Several hundred points is huge.
Huge chunk. So... My advice is to literally just to, you know, as you would know, obviously as a broker side, the lenders sort of frown on it anyway, right? Like, are we, you know?
It is in some lenders and some credit, and we both know people that are in credit and managers and credit assessors, and it's viewed as like a payday lender, like a cash converters loan.
Correct.
And cash converters aren't looked at as the pinnacle, they're looked at as the,
so it's sort
know,
of
the bargain basement.
And it concerns me with that age group, like those statistics. Are we teaching our younger generation that that's how we roll with life? Like, instead of save and budget, do we roll with let's just buy that before we actually have the money and pay it back later? Like, that's the mindset.
But
that
we're
the teaching.
Mindset is we want it now. Let's get it now. This is going to be easy. We can pay it back. We've got four easy payments, or with Zip, it can be longer because they can do a line of credit. But it's that instant gratification, and they don't have to leave their house to do it.
You just do it all online.
Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine, like, even the inquiries, if you had two or three $200 Buy Now, Pay Later accounts, that's already $300. Even if you're paying that Buy Now, Pay Later scheme on time, you still got hit with an inquiry. Really, yeah, realistically, wow. You've only got 600 points every 5 years to protect, and that's for everything that you're doing. Mortgages, credit cards, whatever you're doing. So I think that the time has come that we've got to be quite savvy with what type of debts we're taking out, because otherwise it's just going to affect that credit score.
If you could give not advice, just tips or tricks or things for somebody to improve their credit score, what would be two things that could improve someone's
you
credit score?
You could close those buy now, pay later accounts, because that will you get rid of those.
one for Kerry,
get rid of
you
those.
You get the cake.
Oh, I'm watching that cake. That's the reward.
Yeah.
70 points roughly that it should increase the score by once those accounts are closed for each account.
Wow. That's sensational.
Yeah. And just be mindful of the good and bad debt. Like if you've got little short-term loans, short-term business loans, cash converters, buy now, that is also going to be risked higher than a mortgage. Mm-hmm. A mortgage actually increases your score because it's a healthy inquiry.
Mm.
But these little ones will also be risked higher as well on the credit score algorithms.
Yeah, wow. That's just crazy.
So much to it, hey?
Oh, yeah. But it is. It's very – and some people think, oh, no, it's fine. It's going to be easy. And some people have unrealistic expectations. So they expect to come to you and say, okay, Glinda, the good witch of the north, can you fix, you know, you're the fairy godmother of them. So can you fix this? And we need it done tomorrow.
Yes.
So things take time. Like it's a process. You guys have to go to court for these people.
There's a court judgment.
I don't think.
We have to provide consent orders. But we have to deal with banks too. And we have to create, it's not a simple in terms of, it's not as simple as us just going to the bank and asking for us to remove these issues.
Mm.
We are right in a case where we're having a conversation with you, we're understanding your story, and then we write a case in terms of your grounds and also trying to find grounds from the other end in terms of the processes in the legislation that has been missed. So it's not as easy as you said. It does take time, right? We're back and forth.
And everyone's perception is, oh, well, I'm going to pay for this service. I want you to do it now.
Yes.
You don't have to do much. You're just going to make a phone call.
It's not.
Really not that. It's the same as like a broker or somebody else. We all have to do certain things. But yours...
There's some work to it.
Exactly.
There's some work to it, yeah. And if it was that easy, we wouldn't have credit repair agencies around that are licensed,
it's not
right?
a tick and flick. It's you earn your money.
Yeah. Yep. Same as you, I guess, as well. You're providing that service where you have 30 options for your customers.
And you've got to know
someone going straight into
instead
of going to a branch where there's that one policy, you've got that expertise that you find that right place
and,
for that
and
right
then
client.
You find out those clients and then you're like, okay, can we pause this? And sometimes you can pause a purchase to get it sorted because off the plan are great for that. So you can sort their credit. By the time they come back to get it, by the time the land's registered or the off-the-plan apartments are sorted, you've had those 3 to 6 months to 2 years to sort out your credit file. And you do. You go down from your 10% or your 8% down to your 6%.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a client that's gone up from 1.98% as of last month.
Oh, because they'd fixed their lucky duck.
So they fixed it for 7 years or something.
I wasn't smart enough
was
to
crazy.
Fix my mortgage.
But then, so now they've gone up over $950 a month.
Yeah, wow.
And there are payments.
It's
and
a
it's,
lot
it's,
of
not
people,
a,
right?
it's not a big loan. Oh, huge amount. Huge amount. But if there's a credit issue, and when you were saying you've got to take responsibility, that's when you need to be honest with you and the broker and the bank or whoever you're working with. Be honest and take that responsibility. Say, yep, I stuffed up.
And then we can help you too. Don't bury your head under the sand.
No.
We're the experts. We want to know what's going on so we can help, I guess, as well.
And you've got so many success stories and you've helped so many people.
We have.
And it makes you happier in your job. So there's nothing better than woohoo. So I do a terrible thing. I think it's terrible, but I enjoy doing it. And my clients think I'm crazy. So I ring up and sing happy formal approval day to you on the phone. And my clients will phone me up. And I didn't phone one of my clients, I think 2 months ago, and he texted me the next day and went, where was my song? I said, what do you mean? I said, I've already sung it to you before. I said, and you laughed so much. I thought I'd never do that again because you said, oh, my God, that was terrible. And he thought it was hilarious, but I thought he thought it was awful.
Yeah.
So then I phoned him up after his lunch break, and I sung it to him, and he goes, "It's too late now. It's over." So the next property, you have to sing on the formal approval all day. So, but you feel so good about it, and you feel the same way.
Yeah.
You and your staff, your team members, have phoned me up to say, "Guess what? We got this removed. You guys are so happy. It makes you happy with your job because you know you're helping other people.
We're giving back, right? There's always a benefit.
And you'll talk to, we've had mutual clients that are so happy with your services.
That's good. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah. But you do a great job. And that's why you do it, because you've got a great heart. Obviously, it's not purely philanthropic, but because you have to eat. We all have to eat.
Yeah, it's still a business, but, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I still have to feed children in the house.
Exactly. But I think the thing that a lot of, especially the self-employed, they don't think of their business as their business when they're SMEs. They still think of it as personally, in their personal bubble.
Yeah.
And that's when they don't understand that their business impacts their personal because they're sheltering it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I see it a lot. And they think it's because it's business as well, it's priority as well, or that, you know, it shouldn't be, I don't know, I guess we've just got to prioritise both and recognise that it can affect us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any other pearls of wisdom you'd like to share?
Oh, I think we've covered a lot. I wanted to cover the Buy Now, Pay Later accounts, which we've covered. I wanted to cover obviously how important it was to understand your credit score first and be aware of it and keep monitoring
it. No,
that was
great. So I can't think enough of that.
Yeah. No, I think we've done well. We've done great. I mean, obviously it's just knowing that there's a service there and knowing with defaults, for example, we don't charge a fee as well. So if we're not successful, we charge 50% up front, but if we're not successful, that 50% is refunded. So there's no actual risk. Sometimes we charge an admin fee for the late payments. But with defaults, we don't actually charge a fee as well. So that's quite good to know because there's actually no risk to give us a go. If we can't remove it, then you've tried, we've tried, and there it is.
Yeah. But it's also you don't have to be ashamed.
Mm.
There's companies like yours out there, and your company provides a service to assist those people that's the worst thing. Often people will come to a broker and back in the day and even clients, they come to you when it's already fallen over. Mm. Sometimes once you start sliding down the mountain, come and see us and come and see you.
Yeah.
Because you can fix it and it's much easier. But it's not something to be embarrassed or ashamed about.
Yes.
This happens to everybody. Richard Branson has been
bankrupt
how many times? Exactly. Donald Trump, how many times?
It's success. Yes. Failures equal success. And
if you never
had lots of failures,
you never success.
Exactly. Yeah. A good little news story is when you were saying don't bury your head under the sand, because I obviously got a podcast as well, and I had Tax Assure on there, which is the tax debt people that I refer to. And it was a client that her husband had died, and she's inherited the business, but he'd done all the financials. He'd looked after all the financials.
Oh.
And she'd been listening to the podcast, and that podcast come on about being able to remove, set up a payment plan for the tax debts and get the tax default off the credit report.
Yeah.
And she's just back on, she was just not sure what to do. She had a tax default, she had ATO debt, she wasn't managing her finances. So between myself and Tax Assure, we were able to assist her in just getting those financial habits in play, because she, unfortunately,
her husband did everything. Her bit was this and his bit was that.
Yeah, so
things
like that,
lovely?
Right, to go, I'll speak up. I'm going to try and make myself aware and listen to these podcasts and then learn from them.
If you only earn or learn one thing from each podcast, we've done well.
Yes.
You only need to learn one thing. We all know this much, but there is so much.
So much more to learn.
Yeah, 100%.
We can get the raw,
I learned
juicy
the other day,
stuff from a podcast. This stuff you don't see on the media.
Oh, exactly. And extra payments, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
You don't see that. But the other day I was talking to a private lender, and there's more than 300 businesses that will lend money privately. in Australia alone. That's huge.
Yeah, wow.
That's without your non-banks and your fintechs and everybody else. Of course.
That's just another option that you don't have to be,
If you need something short-term for a period of time.
Another little journey that you can head on. Yep.
Development, construction funding, that sort of thing.
When it's a bit outside the square.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing the things that you learn over time.
Mm.
But thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. You've been fantastic.
Thank you.
So the podcasts are coming on board on the 1st of December. They'll be rolled out over December, January and February. So thank you very much for coming on board and for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Go Carrie.